Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Very special day happening tomorrow. Julie Donker-Johnson is on the line from St. Mary's. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Now, Julie, we know it's a very special day tomorrow, certainly for St. Mary's. But before we get to that, just briefly, how was the open house, the Emergence open house in St. Mary's over the weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. The streets were packed. There were carolers, horse and buggies. Lots of people, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. It was fabulous.
Oh, wonderful. Now, tomorrow it is Giving Tuesday, Julie, and St. Mary's very much involved.
Yes, very much indeed. So, Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. It is the first Tuesday after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it's the largest world generosity movement. So, it is the one day that everybody gives. Last year, for example, in Canada, in a 24-hour period, Giving Tuesday raised $50 million for charities and organizations.
That is absolutely incredible. And I like St. Mary's take on Giving Tuesday. Of course, it's supporting your favorite charities, your local charities, but St. Mary's kind of goes above and beyond, if you will.
Well, we've been involved for 7 years now, and it has taken off like crazy, but St. Mary's is that type of a town. If you ask anybody for help, you'll get it tenfold. So 7 years ago, we started to build the Giving Tuesday movement in St. Mary's, and people just did what their heart felt was the great thing to do. We made it through COVID. We did different initiatives. Last year, we did a really big pull-up-the-chair event, which raised lots of money and was an incredible community event. But this year what we decided is we had to go back to our roots of motivating people to do something that spoke to their heart. So our initiative is called Won't You Be My Neighbor? And it's just that. We need to get back to knowing our neighbors. St. Mary's is growing very quickly, which is fabulous, but after the pandemic and after everything else, we might not know our neighbors anymore because there's a whole lot of new people in our town. So the whole premise of Giving Tuesday this year was to encourage people to do something for their neighbors, meaning the people you work with, the people you go to yoga with, the people you see at the arena. Those are all your neighbors. So we launched this idea not knowing if it would actually work or if people would get it, and our good friend Mr. Rogers has played a big part of it in all of our promotion. And so far, we have 104 partners.
Wow!
I know, right? That are doing something tomorrow for Giving Tuesday, for whether it's for their neighbors, whether it's for a charity, an organization, a group, but 104 different groups of people, whether they're businesses, charities, people that all live in an apartment building have band together and are doing food drives. Like, it's absolutely amazing what has happened.
Yeah, and I like the idea with St. Mary's and Julie, what you've done with Giving Tuesday. It's really about giving back or giving to the community, really the idea of Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely, and it doesn't mean giving money. That's the beauty of this entire day. It's just about giving of your time, of your energy, of your expertise. Like, if you hold the door for somebody or smile at them, you participated.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's so much going on. We do direct you to their Facebook page, St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. Of course, we'll share the links and details on our Facebook page. But as you mentioned, there's also various drives going on. We'll do a shout out for the Canettes and St. Mary's for Giving Tuesday project. They're collecting items for Optimism Place, which is great.
Absolutely. So there's so many charities and organizations that will benefit. But I think we benefit the most because we did it together.
Exactly. It's all about giving back and giving to our community, and that's what it's all about. Especially, Julie, as you talk about, I like the focus this year. Lots of new neighbors and lots more people arriving in our communities that need to feel welcome.
Absolutely. They need to know they're part of it, and they need to see, you know, what it's all about. And St. Mary's is a fabulous town, and we need to welcome all of the new people and make them part of our community.
It's Giving Tuesday tomorrow, and again, St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. You can go to their Facebook page. Any other thoughts or any other shout-outs, Julie, you want to do before we wrap up our time? So much going on.
There's so much. you know what, just go on the Facebook page and as many different groups or businesses that you can, you know, try to support, it would be amazing. But just do something nice tomorrow for your neighbor.
There you go. Thank you so much again. Now, thanks for really spearheading this and really putting this out into the spotlight, the whole idea of Giving Tuesday. And of course, as we mentioned, you can support your favorite local charities as well. Tomorrow, Julie Docker Johnson with St. Mary's Giving Tuesday. Julie, thanks so much. Inspirational, and have a wonderful day starting tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Take care. Have a good week.